two.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric A. Sinati, real big A. Who is it again?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone, accompanied by my on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A, like the ocean.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am fabulous. Hope you're doing having a lovely day as well.
So far. Carrie, good morning. How are you today?
Just peachy. How about you?
Wonderful. I'm doing good. Bianca's good. Bianca said you did your hair a little different today. Can't choose.
Oh, well.
I know you don't put it out there for the fans.
I do,
but
like your hair.
Yeah.
I cut it off and had it colored so that it don't look so old.
It looks great.
Oh, my God. I know where that comes from. I know where that comes from.
What?
Well, I asked you for the picture last week for your press credential. I commented on her hair color. Is that why you did that? I was just playing with you.
I like it.
Well, no, I did it for a lot of reasons.
No?
No. Well, I've been trying for over a year to get time to get my hair cut.
Well, good. Then I'm glad I encouraged you by my, my witty, unrelentless, insensitive comment. I don't know. I was just playing with you.
I gotta say, we have a good looking staff, though.
We do. So today's an interesting topic. The Vanishing Man.
What is
the
that?
Vanishing Man? Why today's men are checking out of dating, out of society, out of everything. So let's get right into it, right?
Yeah.
Why drag it on when we don't need to? So welcome again to the Hostile Zone, folks. As always, on your iHeart dial, your FM dial, and within 30 minutes after the live air at 7 p.m., we will be available in every single podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, etc. Mm-hmm. We're going to tackle the uncomfortable truths that everyone else is also afraid to say. But I think I'm noticing in this new 2025, maybe, you know, I don't want to say it's because of the new president, you know, President Trump's administration, but I'm noticing the algorithms on YouTube are changing and they're getting different content from people. And
yeah, I
people
did
are saying
that.
Saying different things that may not have been PC, politically correct. So we're going to say it out loud with, along with other people that I saw. So we're going to talk about today's man.
Today's man. Okay.
And let's be honest, seriously.
Like a man's man.
Right. Let's be honest. Yeah, exactly, right? Masculinity is under siege. The modern male is checking out. Because, I mean, if everybody's against everything you do, why would you continue to put yourself in a bad situation? So they're checking out of relationships. They're checking out of society. They're checking out of the workforce. Why? I don't know. Because the world once valued the very strong, self-reliant and man, masculinity, man. Like we had this when we talked about modern dating, an episode a year ago. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't seem to appreciate a self-reliant man that is a man, is masculine. You know, and if you're sensitive, then it's a bad thing. You know, it's just that's what I'm going to talk about. I don't even know how else to put it. You compare today's man to the 1950s man, or better yet, Carrie, remember what is the greatest generation, right? I mean, they forget that generation name. You remember that name, right, Carrie?
Remember which one?
The greatest generation.
I don't know what that is.
The World War II people.
I was just about to say that.
You know, your baby boomers, your Gen Z, Gen X,
of course,
Y.
The best of us.
Yeah, that's what they call it. The greatest generation, I think is right the term, right? These are the men who stormed the beaches. They built industry. They built steel. They led their families.
They built the bridges.
They built the bridges. And they buildings. Built the infrastructure of America. They built the railways. They conquered land, we put somebody on the moon in the generations in between. And then where are we going? We're heading down. They had pride. It was proud to be a man, you know. And even they had the woman with the muscle, you know. Women were proud. Because you know what? During mm-hmm. World War II, women stepped up and they went into they went in and built things. They helped build ships and build armament and build weapons because the man was over fighting seas. So there was pride even to be a woman and a pride to be a man. Now, if you're too masculine, you're labeled a toxic man, or otherwise known as a simp. S-I-M-P.
And what does that stand for?
You know, I don't have the exact definition in front of me, and I may have in my notes here. I had it, but it comes from a bunch of things, I guess, like a wimp and, you know, society's wimp. I don't know. If you know, folks, email us in, eric@ericandrewsonati.com. Or the Hostile Zone at BBS Talk Radio, BBSTalkRadio.com.
Yep.
Are we going to stand up for each other? The expectations that are placed on men, just could not be more lopsided than what they ever were before. I mean, don't you agree? I mean,
I agree. How do you feel? There's a certain level to a simp nowadays and a.
Hey, Carrie, can you look up a simp while we're sitting here? I had it up on there. Mm-hmm. I know it means something. You know, obviously, it has part of a wimp in it, right?
That's what I was thinking.
So I didn't see the exact definition, but I know when you call somebody a simp, they're the guy that panders to somebody, and they I'll buy girls. Buy me drinks, and they laugh at the guy, and he buys drinks. And
generation. I feel like I'm dating myself.
Yeah, you're dating. I hope that we get that definition.
Guys used to say, "Oh, you're being whipped." That's what I still use.
Yeah.
But,
we don't want to use the words, but letting the kitty cat rule the world, and forgetting that you have a snake, and at the end of the day. Kitty cat's a beautiful animal you want to pet and play with, right? But it's the snake, the serpent that kills, and it's killed to be killed, right? So,
I treat it as a kitty cat being a reward.
But see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Hey, Carrie, you got an answer on that simp yet or no? Well, if you have to unmic, though.
It doesn't
love you,
Carrie.
Love you every day. Love you every day.
I can't believe I said that on love.
Okay, let her go. What is it? Yeah. What did you find? What did you find for that?
It just says somebody of simple persuasion. So
yeah, so basically, I guess we yeah. All right. So they, I think
it,
not
is it the new way of saying.
Yeah,
it?
You remember that the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah,
the Urban Dictionary used to be the thing where you got these, but I think our society
which is in that Urban Dictionary just
so politically correct. If you're a writer, somebody should recreate the Urban Dictionary and like make a hard copy that can go on everybody's shelf. So when you are acting a certain way or seeing something, you can just pull it up because you don't want AI or Google to actually tell you because at least in Google you pay for the results and the search results. AI is a little different. You do get different answers if you're using AI to do a search and now it does search directly on the internet for you. And it's a much more powerful Google. Mm-hmm. You definitely do get different answers on what people are and the history and stuff like that. Does it mean trust but verify, right?
Yeah.
Does it mean that the answer you're going to get is correct? It means you might get something that's not. If you click something in and it says sponsored right away, and it's like
I don't click that
sponsored ad. You have to find the organic material you're looking for. The organic. Search. So AI is not organic, but it's not at this point allowing you to pay for a result.
Mm.
But either way, if men don't reclaim their place in society, and allow society to dictate what a man should be. And again, you must evolve. And I want to make sure that folks out there understand that. And I'm not saying that society does define what is a norm, what is not a norm, whatever, but society doesn't dictate 100%, you know. And when society does dictate, we are part of society. So if we allow a certain thing, we are dictating you to become a certain way or not a certain way. And I just think that is a crisis. It's a crisis. I'm sorry. So, famous relevant quote of the day.
And what's the quote?
Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. G. Michael Hopf, H-O-P-F, an author and a former U.S. Marine. Excellent quote. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. I mean, that is really an interesting quote.
Yeah, that was like a really complete 360.
Yeah, 360 times 365, as we say on the show here. So we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. Come right back. We're going to break into some statistics that may blow your mind. Ooh. But if you're a real man, come back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. The Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinani and co-host Miss Bianca C-S-E-A. So we were talking about men checking out of society, checking out femininity, you know, and there's nothing wrong with having a sensitive side and having emotion. Mm-hmm. But there's a time and place for everything, just like there's a time and place for the over the top, you know, mm-hmm. I am man, hear me roar. That's a good gym thing, unless you go to Planet Fitness, because they're the no judgment zone. But God forbid, if you're a man and you work out, push that extra bar up. The siren goes off and they throw you out. That's why you need to check out Crunch Fitness. Crunch, like as in Crunch, C-R-U-N-C-H, Crunch Fitness. Give them a shout. You get all the fun amenities that you would get at Planet Fitness without the judgment, but there's no siren throwing you out. Okay, little plug, non-sponsored, although I am a member of the gym. Okay.
They're awesome.
Yep. Men are checking out of relationships, too.
Really?
A recent study, 2022, and I moved the screen here too fast, 2022, marriage rate hit an all-time low, 6 per 1,000 people.
Yes.
Nowadays, compared to 9.8 it's 9.8 in 1990 and 16.4 in 1946. According to the National Center for Health Statistics. So I kind of spewed that out a little bit. I'm not a statistics person. But so basically in 2022, 6 for every 1,000 people. And in 1990, 9.8. So basically 10 for every 1,000 people. And then 1946, there's that greatest generation. There's that World War II. 16.4, but basically 17 in 1946. And a Pew study, P-U-P-E-W, research found that 63% of men under 30 are single, while 34% of women, indicating that the women are still engaging in relationships, but the men are disengaging. So that is a huge number. So you're men under 30, 63%, while women, 34%. That is like a huge difference. That is a huge difference. That's half. Does that, Carrie, tell me that's not slightly alarming to you, because I know you didn't read those stats yet today.
The whole thing is alarming to me. I mean, I've been trying for years to find, per se, a man's man, and I haven't found one.
Well, wow. You know, here it is, folks. If Carrie, should we announce if you are looking for a lovely, not senior citizen, but, you know, above middle age, a little bit woman, successful, Carrie, reach out to the show, eric@ericandrewsinani.com. We might be able to introduce you to her. She's a hard worker, loyal, hard worker, compassionate, patient. A friend, a patient, a friend, yeah. A mother-like, a sister. I mean, unbelievable. You really are a wonderful person.
You really
person.
Do have a lot of
seriously,
good
if you're a man out there in your 50s and mid-50s to early 60s, this is your woman. I'm serious. Reach out. Okay, so
she's really like a ride or die.
Too. Honestly, yeah, really right, Kara, you're a ride or die. Can I say you're a ride or die bitch? You are. You really are. Because I think we could say that, and I'm already FCC fined out the wazoo anyway. So no, but Kara, listen, Kara is she? Kara don't mess around. Kara, no, Kara puts doesn't. Up a tough game here, man. Kara scares me sometimes, so, because she puts me in my
thing,
place.
No, that's a good thing.
You know. And here's a statement my mom goes, and don't mute out, Kara, because this I want you to comment on. And I bet you heard this from your father.
Okay, let's hear it.
My mom always told me behind every good, successful man, there is an equal, good, successful woman pushing behind him, keeping him there. You've heard that, right, Kara?
Of course, I am one of them.
You are that woman. That's exactly where I wanted to go. Right, exactly. And did you hear that from your parents growing up that
of
you need
course.
To be you are the support to that man, and you're equal. But the thing is, you can't say anymore behind the man. No, you got to be next to the man.
Next to him, yeah.
You know, and that's the problem is that somebody has to take lead when you go to a job. Somebody has to be the boss. Yeah. Somebody has to. You're on a sports team. Somebody has to take the lead. Everything is taking the lead, and the part that I in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into it in a little bit deeper, but the women are out there. I want the man to pay my bills and all that. And listen, I'll take the dinner and do all that stuff. So you want us to lead in that aspect, but God forbid we say something that's roar, hear me, man. I'm a man, masculine. I'm leading. I'm taking charge. And it's
the
no
thing
good.
Is, I know women are going to be hating me on this. The thing is, there's nowadays like, the women that want to get their bills paid or whatever and stuff, they also kind of like the feminists that I want to be equal and stuff. But you're not really equal if you're having the man pay for everything.
Pay for everything for you. Yep.
So how does that measure and make it even?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And that's the fact. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact because they want that. Mm-hmm. But then when somebody's doing that for you, and then I want something in return, like mm-hmm. hey, I expect you to do A, B, and C for me because I'm doing that, then that's bad. I'm a bad man.
Right.
I'm a sexist. I'm toxic masculinity.
And I feel like being a woman, like if I was paying bills for the man, we would act the same way, to be honest.
And I don't think, as a man, and I'm just saying, as a man, I wouldn't want that to be the case. I wouldn't be comfortable knowing able-bodied man, and I'm supposed to be the protector, the fighter, the leader,
I do want to protect
and all of those
it, yeah.
things. I don't want some woman that's going to pay
like
my bills.
Hunter.
I don't want a sugar mama, right? I don't want a sugar mama.
No. That's good. You shouldn't want a sugar mama. But, I like a hunter.
A hunter,
I
right,
do.
Right, don't,
I like
I mean,
to have that security. And
hunters and gatherers.
Yeah, right. And I like to be protected.
Yep.
And, you know, that way I could take care of what I have to do.
Right. Okay. You're a little older. What are your notes? You're seeing this. What is your thought on this?
Well, I think two people should be respectful of each other.
Yes.
But right. I also think course, there's yeah. a role for the man and I think there's a role for the woman.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't think they should be crossed.
I pick right. things up and put them down. That was a plug on Planet Fitness because that was actually their commercial, which Crunch Fitness, but that was a good commercial. I pick things up and put them down. Guys should. I stop to help somebody if I see them in need, you know. Mm-hmm. And we can get into the whole toxic.
Well, nowadays people are like nowadays when you do that when somebody is in help or need, sometimes they look the other way. Now
I open the door crazy. For people as I'm holding the door at a store when I go out. And I'm holding it for, and even if the guy or girl though, I'm like somebody's coming in behind me, I hold the door and a lot. And if it's
that's a gentleman,
and if it's a woman, I'll go ahead first, and I'll go in behind you. If it's a guy, I hold the door, and then I hold it till they get there. You know,
anytime a guy would hold the door for me, I'd be like, oh, thank you very much. What a gentleman.
I always acknowledge that.
I've actually had
women or people say, no, I don't need that. I've actually had that experience. Have you heard that happen to people before, Karen?
Yes. And I think that's rude.
That is rude.
I think it would be rude if I walked through the door and saw you walking up, male or female. Mm-hmm. And I just said, let the door close in his face or her face. That's just rude. I wasn't raised that way. My mom would kick me in the face if I did that.
I know. I wouldn't feel right, you know, like just leaving the door open and it hits you in the face. You're so right.
So divorce rates had always been roughly, I remember in sociology class, or 60 to 67%. But according to part of the Pew Research, they're saying 70% now of divorces, the divorce rate is still like 60, late 68 or 69, roughly 70. But out of that divorce, most 70% of them are initiated by the woman.
Wow.
Initiated by the woman, often citing dissatisfaction in financial independence and lack of excitement. I don't understand I'm not paying enough bills for you. I'm not giving you enough money to play with. It just doesn't seem right to me. They've also seen a decline in workforce participation rate amongst men between 25 and 54 has dropped from 96% in 1950 to 88% today. And that's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Wow, that's a huge number. Yeah.
And that's a large population, 25 to 55 men. You know, that is a major chunk of American society who is doing a lot of things. Hmm. And you're talking. That's a large drop in people that are engaging. I just find that to be shocking. And I wanted to say that I was concerned that would be a Social Security issue because, you know, historically, we, the generation now, are paying, they allegedly, and again, because of the Trump administration and the new Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, with Elon Musk, it's kind of skewed my thought from where I originally wanted to go, especially after watching the speech, the joint session speech. Mm. You know, they're saying, when we're alive now, we are paying Social Security for people that are on Social Security now. Okay. Meaning, like, there is not money there waiting for us. The money that is being collected by people that are collecting it now are getting it almost directly from our paycheck. When you see your pay stub and you have your FICA and all your deductions, that money, they're saying, is going directly to somebody who's claiming that money. Mm-hmm. And when they paid into it at their time, that went to the generation that was above them.
Okay.
Have you heard that same thing, Carrie? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're paying for you now.
Right. That's just the way it is.
Exactly. And what I wanted to go with that, stay with us on that, is now my concern had been, will there be somebody to pay for me when it's my turn? Pay for you, me, and everybody. But
I worry about that.
Would have been the thought, we've all heard that Social Security is not going to be there. And we believe that. But now with this new Department of Government Efficiency, did you see the statistics of how many people they realized on the records were 110 years old, 150? One person was 300 years old, 100 mm-hmm. years older than our country on Social Security. You did see that, Carrie, right? I guess for all of us,
I just don't buy it.
It went from there's going to be nothing in the pool of money for us. When we're ready to retire too, there's all these people paying or receiving. So if that's the case, then I think we have nothing to worry about, because if they eliminate all those people that don't exist, they're not alive. So how many generations of people had to be going on and saying, okay, when I die, make sure you take great-great-nanny's account and you forward it to you as your great-granddaddy and great-great-granddaddy did.
Crazy.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling to me. That can't even be true. But I mean, there it is. So I guess maybe we will have Social Security. I don't know. but the number of
they fix all that stuff because, like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. How about creating a new job and how to update your system?
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, and they're talking about giving money back. And
there's a job open there. No updating gonna, the system.
No one's gonna. And well, that's what Elon people are doing. Well, I think they're updating, but they're cleaning house, and I don't mean removing people. I'm not for laying all kinds of people off. I'm really not, but. I feel that if there are people that in contracts that are out there that are not effective anymore, or they don't do anything. And again, I don't like AI in the sense of replacing somebody.
Right.
It is a tool, absolutely, because computers weren't available, you know, X amount of years ago. Mm-hmm. Cell phones weren't available. So yes, embrace technology, but just the fact of cell phones and all that, we lost.
A lot of communication.
What do they call those people, Carrie? The operator, the switchboard operator woman, when you called in a place and she pulled a plug out.
It was switchboard operator.
Yeah. So, I mean, technology does eliminate certain jobs, but at the same time, it creates new ones.
Mm.
And that's good. But with AI, it's like, it looks like it's going to replace a lot of things, yet not create so much new. That's just my thought. I could be wrong. I know other people feel that way. I know that there's litigation pending in court over what AI can, OpenAI can actually do and not do that they're discussing, which could be for my Unplugged show. So check that out.
Well, AI is great on research.
It's like, great on research, right, but you have to validate.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look. And you know, and it's like anything, Google or anything. Don't believe everything you read. Do it, you know. Peel back that extra layer of the onion and make sure what it is that you're looking for.
But can AI tell what's a man's man?
No.
Nowadays?
That would be a great, you know, folks, call to action. When you have a moment after the show, don't leave the show.
Mm-hmm.
Open up whatever AI to use and go into the image creator and ask it, create me a masculine male. That's a great idea, Kevin. What do you think? Create me a masculine male, and let's just see what AI provides. Is it going to offer? What do you think it's going to do, Carrie? That, or should we should have email us in your picture?
The first thing it's going to be like a big muscle man.
Yeah, I would think that's what you would expect to see. But is AI controlling or dictating society's thought, society's image? And I don't mean the image that we're creating; the image that's in our head. And then when we ask it to actually create that image on the computer screen, is it going to create the false image of a man? I don't know. I mean,
it's
you go out now.
Create whatever that person was thinking at the time because they created it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you know what? AI just doesn't do something. Somebody is on the other end of AI.
Of helping course. With it.
I've beta tested programs myself. So I get questions and it'll have me answer things. And I literally fill it out and then that is stuff that they're inputting into the system.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's a nice little side hustle. If you have a little bit of education and you're knowledgeable in a particular area, get yourself LinkedIn. Ooh, plug to LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn profile as well. Get yourself LinkedIn. That's where they got
the
name from.
Get you out of the sea hole.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
get you out of the sea hole.
Beta test. Try things out and they'll ask you questions and you answer them. And then that's how AI memorizes it. So the Brookings Institute is saying that the number of men not looking for work has skyrocketed to more than 7 million, citing the purpose that I don't feel there's a purpose for me anymore. I distrust. I don't believe in corporate. I don't like the way the culture is treating me. They're preferring alternative lifestyles. Now, the old school term for alternative lifestyle had to do with sexuality. That's not what we're saying here from my bots and trolls. The Brookings Institute meant, you know, they're trading in the masculine male job, you know, the oil rigger, the steel pounder or whatever to other positions.
They shouldn't be doing that. You know, there's a job for everybody. And, you know, if man's man, you know, who's going to do the oil stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's going to do the jobs that other people aren't capable of doing, you know, like. That's unfair.
And I wouldn't say not. I would correct you for a second.
Okay.
But in a very nice way, not capable of doing it. Because there are plenty of women that are capable to do. There's women firefighter, women cops.
And, oh, yeah.
But they're, you know, and I knew that's what you
meant.
I knew that's what you didn't mean. So I wanted to articulate
Thank
that.
You.
You meant, you know, just the jobs that are historically what men do and require certain skills and body attributes of the man to complete. You know, so I know that's what you meant. I just wanted to articulate that before somebody gave you a hard time.
Oh, thank you. What a gentleman of you.
So we're going to take a short break. Right, a gentleman. A short break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Otherwise, Miss Bianca C is going to have to define what a man is again. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. The Hostile Zone with your very own Eric A. Sinani and Miss Bianca C. So toxic male, a masculine toxicity, whatever you want to call it. Is it truly a manufactured problem, or is it really a problem? Is society making it a problem? According to the APA, the American Psychological Association, they labeled traditional masculinity as harmful in the 2019 citing competitiveness and dominance, stoicism, and as problematic traits. I don't even know how stoicism and being stoic, and we're not going to get into deep into stoicism today.
Is it being competitive in a man's nature?
Right, but I think it's a humanistic thing. I think everybody is competitive.
Yeah.
Women are competitive with each other for finding a man.
Yes.
And if you're in a job place, no matter what job you are, you're competitive because the person next to you is. When a higher paying position becomes available, you both want that. So I don't even understand what they're talking about.
Wow.
Now, in contrast, a 2023 Gallup poll found that 78% of Americans believe society is too critical of men and masculinity. That is quite fascinating. And that they found that the rate of suicide for men is 4 times higher than women. Over 80% of all suicides being male, according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. The reason? I don't know. Loss of purpose, isolation, and the stigma against being tough and strong or being vulnerable. I mean, it just doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't seem right. There is a double standard. And if you jump onto any social media feed, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see materialistic influencers in general. And you're going to see women asking for people to pay my bills, all that. And I'm finding a lot of that popping up in social media feeds, including YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, you know, et cetera, Facebook. Right. And, you know, you just ask yourself, is that really the example we want to set for everybody as we're moving forward? I know that. When you have children, you don't want that child to, you know, everybody wants to enjoy or consume, right? We consume social media and we're taking it in and we hear it, see it. Oh, and you want to protest and be a feminist or be what or anti-feminist, whatever. But when it comes to your own family, your own child, you don't want them to watch that.
No,
you don't want them to watch that because you still in your mind, you know, in the back of your mind, what's real. And what truly works. And clearly, America said that in November when President Trump got a mandate by winning all the swing states. 89% of counties across the nation flipped from the blue that was blue back in 2020 to red. I mean, so I guess maybe society, like I just said, in the back of their mind, really truly sees what a man and woman and what our American values are. And we talked about it in the previous episode about the executive order defining there are two biological people, a male and a female.
Right.
So maybe this is coming back. There's been a double standard. Again, I know that hey Carrie, you remember what it used to be like 60 cents to a dollar was a woman. A man would make a dollar and a woman would make 60 cents. Then I remember it went to 75 cents. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Equal pay for equal job.
I agree. And I don't think that's feminism. I think that is just Dareism.
I think it's human.
That's the word. That word of the day. Not feminism. It's fairism.
Yeah.
If you are both a news person, you're both a firefighter, both a whatever it is that you're doing, a nurse, or whatever it is, you should be paid according to the job.
Yes, equally. I agree.
Again, and then adding in the DEI, right? It doesn't matter what race you are either, what religion. It doesn't matter. Can you do the job? And if you can, you should be paid based on your merit.
Right.
Now, there's a caveat here to that.
And what's that?
You could have two people in the same job and one is more effective in their position. And it doesn't matter whether they're a male, female, black, white, purple, green, orange, transgender, not gendered, binary, he, she, they, their, what, whatever it is, what you want to say. Mm-hmm. You want to call yourself a tree, an animal, a goat, whatever. That has absolutely zero to do
with your job,
with the pay.
Right.
But you might have a different pay scale between the two of us. Maybe one is a little bit more effective at their job. And that's what I'm trying to say. Are you more effective? Are you, let's say on a show like this, who does the crowd come for? There are, if you're the star of the show, if one of us were to just disappear off the show, would the show continue? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And that's with anything, with any job. So there is going to be somebody at a higher pay scale and someone has to be at the lower pay scale. And it's really not really what you are. It's whether how well you do the position.
Right.
And
you
should earn it. Yeah. I also was watching, and this is not in my notes here, but I did watch that they were saying that a lot of women are male bosses are not putting the mentor time into working with women one-on-one to help them grow in their positions. They won't go do a work lunch. They won't go and travel to a conference together because of the appearance of impropriety.
Mm.
Or if the woman doesn't achieve the level she wants to achieve, the man has to worry about the Me Too. Oh, I didn't get the job because he wanted me to do this.
Yeah,
right?
So guys are checking out,
right?
You know, because they're protecting themselves. Because usually, like, if a woman was not getting her way or getting mad about a position and stuff, she could easily say, "Oh, it's because he's trying to, You could imagine, like, oh, he's trying to seduce me or blah, 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 because I didn't get my way. You know?
And that's what I'm saying, yeah. And there's a bias
it's
because
very
there's a stigma.
Toxic, yes.
There's a stigma. Once you get that stigma.
I don't blame. It might happen to women, too, about nowadays with the, I'm not going to get into that.
No,
but you know what I mean?
You mentioned something previously off air about, and I don't want to bring in this person's criminal case,
mm-hmm.
but that person is labeled to be something, but the courts found that they're not. A jury of this person's peers found them innocent, not guilty, yet there's still a perception of guilt no matter what. So whether or not they did it or not, the jury system said no. The criminal justice system said no. Mm-hmm. But we had that stigma, so this person is forever scarred. Same thing with this Me Too movement. You're scarred when a woman, is a woman that says this happened or didn't happen.
Yeah, it's not fair when it's an innocent man that he has a lot to lose in his position. If somebody that accuses him for doing something that he didn't do, I'm just saying it's really not fair.
And it's
scary.
Going off script on this, and Carrie, you'll know what I'm. The Menendez brothers case.
Okay.
Nobody wanted to believe that a man could be violated by another man or a woman. And that case, Saturday Night Live made a joke about one of them on the stand being upset about what had happened to him, being sexually abused.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the 90s. Look where we are today. The swing of the pendulum. I don't know. We're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back and come back to where we were supposed to be on my notes. We'll be right back. The Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinatra, Bianca C. Welcome back. Hostile Zone. Eric A. Sinatra and Miss Bianca C. Here talking about toxic masculinity and why men are checking out of relationships and checking out of society. we had a lot of statistics, and you know, we're going to throw a few more in there. Okay. Women now earn 60% of all college degrees, while male enrollment is plummeting, according to the National Student Clearinghouse, which I understood that to always be the case, that were more women enrolled in collegiate college degree programs, because a lot of guys were going into getting lower degrees and then getting trade school training or going into the military or whatever. So I don't think that that is a really substantial difference to mm-hmm. where it always had been. I always thought it was a little more anyway, but that's what they're saying now. Major cities are finding single women under 30 earn 8% more than their male counterparts.
Oh.
Interesting.
Wow.
And I don't know. Despite the societal narrative, still there's a push for women empowerment, ignoring the struggles of men. So if this is accurate and these numbers are changing and women are earning a little bit more money and there's a little bit more women going for college and higher education, then where are we? Are we ignoring and we're still pushing for empowerment? Do you want to totally crush a man and just make it women only? Because I hate to break the news, folks, that might be great and all, but if you want to continue the human race, you need to keep the male engaged, because one male can repopulate the world. One female is not going to do that.
Right.
And call it a sexist statement, but you know, the primal instinct of a man is to spread his seed at his back. The man can produce seed after seed after seed after seed, which means he can impregnate many, 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 many women, which I'm not saying is a good thing. But when you think of a Darwin survival of the fittest kind of theory of evolution of man, evolution of humanity, one man can make a lot of children. Yes, a woman can make multiple children, but not at the rate that a man can. Even if you are going to produce the same amount of children, it takes a woman 9 months to create that child. It takes the man, and some women know, less than 30 seconds to create the final product. They said get any fines on that, but it only takes some people 5 seconds, 10 seconds to create the ultimate.
Well, it depends on the mode, you know.
So the juice is worth the squeeze, I guess.
You know, found the what the simp stands
did
for.
You? The actual what they stand for?
Okay, the term simp is sucker idolizing mediocre blank.
Oh, and the P. Yep. Naughty by nature, down with OPP. Remember that song?
So what? Mediocre
the P,
kitty?
Mediocre.
Is that what it meant?
The JJ. Mediocre.
I said kitty.
The kitty cat for JJ. So that's what the P. We're not going to say it. But so sucker idolizing mediocre P. But really the kitty. Makes a lot of sense because you look at the filters of these women on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And guys are literally simping for something that years ago you wouldn't have even bothered to buy a drink for at the bar. Now you're falling all over. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Carrie. In term with the and then the people gotten back to the red or blue pill movement.
Oh yeah, the red matrix.
Blue, red or green? What was the pill? Blue, red, green?
It was red.
The red
and blue.
Red and blue. Because when you see again, when I heard blue pill again, when getting back to masculinity, the blue pill
blue
is
pill Viagra. It.
So I don't think they thought of that. And I don't think Viagra was around when The Matrix came out. Was it back that far? I don't know, but it's kind of funny. The red or the blue pill. A lot of guys now would take the blue pill. It was a NyQuil or DayQuil pill. It was a DayQuil was okay.
The red was to have the knowledge,
right?
And then the blue pill is just to stay where
and people
you are.
Were talking about the Matrix. And
I feel
that
like
could be
you know. I feel like in a way it's like Adam and Eve, you know, kind of like you know, biting the apple with the knowledge.
The knowledge.
To know the truth.
Oh, was that, was biting the apple really?
I think that's why the color was like that, because of the,
you
color
think,
of the apple. Do
you think that Adam and Eve was, was, the apple was knowledge, or, because if, and let me just say this one sentence, because it makes sense.
It is. It took away the,
because they put on clothes, they took fig leaves to cover their private parts. Prior to that, they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like after somebody has an intimate experience, they're okay to undress to have the experience. Then when the experience is over, they're kind of like all kind of shy and covering up. That's what I think the apple is. What say you, Carrie?
I've actually never really thought much about it.
Gotcha there, huh?
There you go.
Ka-ching. Gotcha. Sam Beja.
Well, that was the thought that I first learned when I learned about Adam and Eve. You know, like, once you bit the apple, oh my God, like, they started knowing.
The knowledge, yeah. Everything in the Bible is you know, allegorically, you're looking at a story.
And
the story is telling something. What?
I didn't plan on talking about this today.
I'm breaking out my pious my biblical thoughts, but I'm really not getting biblical thoughts.
So what's the point with the red and blue pill?
I don't. We're talking about people in. Oh, where was I in my notes on that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the red pill was, let's open up and see more.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
People are checking out and saying, forget it. I'm happy to stay in my little boxed out area because why reach and try to go for something better? Because I'm going to be toxic.
Oh,
that was kind of what I got from the notes. And I was reading
that,
from
that. That definitely makes sense. That
makes sense. But looking back, you got your 50s man versus today's man. The 50s man was the provider, the protector, the leader of the household. Today, those roles are considered to be oppressive or even aggressive. But I think, honestly, somebody has to be in charge.
Right. But, you know, I think
somebody has to lead.
I think, you know, like when it comes to like the household stuff, you're still manly, even if you wash the dishes.
No, and I don't think that's what
No, but I'm just saying like an old fashioned, you know, like nowadays, like it's being a team player. But, you know, some males think, oh, that's a woman's job. No,
I think you're a jerk if you're not going to help out when there's something, you know, something's happening. Because mm-hmm. I think when you, if you're with a good woman, again, like the statement said,
yeah,
behind every good man is a good woman. And, you yes. know, yep. you could say the same on the other side, you know, but there has to be roles. You have to have a role.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what your position is. And we have the youth growing up today. They need a male role model. They need a good female role model,
mm-hmm.
So they can define the difference between the two genders and know where it is that you are supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the collapse of society is happening right before us. The collapse of humanity is happening before us. Less people are getting married. Guys are checking out. And now they're talking about having an AI girlfriend. People, and you know. There used to be sex. Obviously, used to be. There was sex toys always, right? And mm-hmm. there were I remember there was a series on one of the premium channels. Not a you know. Well, it was an HBO. Remember Real Sex? HBO Real show Real Sex. And they were talking about the dolls. You know, not a blow up doll. Like, I have a really funny blow up doll story. I'm gonna say it. Real fun. Oh, friend that bought a blow up doll in Manhattan, and it was like a cheap plastic thing, and he popped it the first time he used it.
Yeah.
and he actually had the nerve to come back and tell us, like, as if we weren't going to laugh at you. And I'm still calling you out, but I won't say your name, pal. I didn't say who it was, and I know he watches the show, so we're not going to call him out on it, but he'll laugh. I'll get a text later. But truth of the matter is that those dolls now are embedding an AI chip in them, so they're communicating, talking, they look real.
Mm-hmm.
People are having relationships like that. If that's the case,
they're having movies made about it now. Nowadays, like I see, like there was this crazy movie. I don't know what it's called, but like basically, it was like an AI, you know, robot that helps out around the house. And since the woman's busy working, whatever stuff, like, you know, she gave permission for him to, like, you know, be intimate with the. You know, the robot.
Was it like a real-looking woman?
Yeah, real-looking.
Good for him, then.
Real-looking. And then the problem was that she wasn't giving him enough attention to him that he fell for the robot and he was going to leave her for the robot.
That's the and
nuts.
But you know, that's not the movie. And then she ended up
murdering the guy
over that.
Why didn't you just
take the battery out of the?
I don't know, but you know, like feelings take over, and you know, she is just an insult. You know what, though?
That is a scary thought, because that's where we could be. Yeah. That's where we could be.
It's unbelievable.
So, getting back to the men of the greatest generation, fought in World War II, mm-hmm. sacrificing something greater. 16 million men, 16 million American men, mm-hmm. American men, not including men of all the allied countries. That's a lot. That's a lot. You know, they built businesses, they built homes, they built communities, and their values now are considered to be outdated. Those values are not where we are now. And is that the kind of values that granted, progressive change with time, but it goes too far. And that goes great with what I just said, what you said, because mm-hmm. that movie is a reality to many people. And if that's the case, besides the fact that she murdered the guy, but that's somebody that's not going to procreate and create another child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one less human. And that is there's one more step forward to extinction of the human race. And Elon Musk said himself, he said by 2029, AI is in the direction to end humanity, which is insane. Maybe that's why we're being visited by these alleged drones and UFOs and the unidentified UAP. Maybe it's future humans coming back to say, don't make this mistake. I don't know.
Who knows?
Thought-provoking, but not too thought-provoking. I'm not speculating. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to wrap it up. Come back. Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinati, Bianca C. Be right back. Welcome back. Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinati, and Miss Bianca C. S-C-A, like the ocean. So, you know, we're coming on a hard close here, but, you know, just getting back for one second before I get into my conclusion and we close this out, you know, are the generational changes a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I like that AI thing you mentioned.
Here's one more thought.
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah.
In all of the scientific research and everything that's going on these days, and AI and everything,
mm-hmm.
they still haven't figured out how to fertilize and procreate without the man. Period.
That wow, you know that was a huge proof. Good thing we got about 6 minutes we can do.
Yeah,
I agree. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, like nowadays, like with the women that haven't found a man yet, or they just don't want a man in their life, that they, when it's time for them to have a baby, they would just go to a sperm bank. Right. You know what I mean?
But how do you fill the sperm bank?
How are you
going to
get the sperm without a man?
Right. Carrie made it.
Yeah, you're so right.
And you made an excellent point, because, and now I like that point, because you do need the man to fill the sperm bank. So, yeah, I don't need a man in my life. Two women want to get married. And I don't belong in your bedroom. The government doesn't belong. I don't care what you do. But you do need the man. You might be two women in a relationship, but my executive producer, Carrie, and Ms. Bianca are correct. You need the man for that sperm. Mm-hmm. And here's the best part. And that's why I'm glad that you brought this up, Carrie, that technology has, and science has found a way to use stem cells and et cetera to regenerate missing organs and body parts by taking parts of the placenta and stem cells and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you are able to generate life, but you're it's still, even though you did that, you still needed the sperm, the seed, to create that. Mm-hmm. Yes, so like a plant, the plant grows and you could take a branch off the plant, right? So like an aloe, is it an aloe vera plant, mm-hmm. where you can break off a piece and it'll grow another piece. But you still needed to make the actual human, the plant still needed to be made. Mm-hmm. So you still needed the seed. Excellent point. Excellent point. And it really spun into your AI mm-hmm. thing, because yeah, you can have and that AI girlfriend doesn't talk back. You don't. You paid for her. You bought this AI doll, and you paid for it, but you're not continuously paying. you're not going to end up in family court where men really get beat up. We can have a whole thing about how family court plays out with alimony and child support and custody.
Yeah, all but that. You know what AI could never do?
What's that?
Provide a woman's love.
That's it. It's fake. It's fake. Mm-hmm. Very it true. Fake. It's fake. It's not real. Mm-hmm. So closing down as we're coming into a hard close, men aren't just checking out, folks. They're being pushed out. And as a man, I feel it. I see it. And I don't want to pass that off into my legacy, into my children. And you shouldn't either, folks. We're feeling pushed out. We're pushed out of relationship. We're pushed out of leadership. We're pushed out of society that once valued us. But when we get back to a point when we always do, we end up, there's wars continuously happen. And let's just see when the value of a man goes back up, when you need us to defend you, when you need us to fight for you. So we'll see. Numbers tell the story. Men are falling behind. They're checking out of work. They're abandoning their relationships and struggling with their identity, having a total crisis. We went from warriors and builders to problematic figures in the culture, yet men make up 93% of the prison population. Are we just going to put it? I thought it was like eight times my stats were. Eight times more, four times more likely to commit suicide than a woman. And 93% of the prison population are men. We need men. We need strong men. We need intelligent women to keep those strong men going forward. Because as a man, mm-hmm. I can say personally, as a man, I wake up tired and yeah, I can be lazy and not want to, and not have the drive. I can do, and Carrie, my producer, will tell you, and everyone else, that I truck like the engine. I think I can. Mm-hmm. I can remember, but
you know, this
I want to stop too. I need somebody to push me.
Right. It reminds me of like the movie Rocky and his wife.
Right. What a great analogy.
She's great, great.
She was behind him mm-hmm. even when was it the second one where he had the baby and she was in a coma and mm-hmm. and she came out of coma. She's like, win. And yep. he's like, and Mickey's like, come on, let's go. We got
it's like, what are we waiting for? Let's win.
What a great movie. Honestly, the Rocky series, and I hope that the younger generation of children get an opportunity to see movies like that. Mm-hmm. Because and the series is like that. Because it really it highlights the struggles, the downfalls, and the achievements and triumphs and resilience. I love it. I love it. It's great. You know, the attack on masculinity is real. But there is a solution. The solution is stand up for yourself. Don't withdraw. Not everybody has to like you. You have to like yourself. When you wake up in the morning, if you look in the mirror, a couple inches from your face is the only person that really matters to you inside. Yes, you have a family. Yes, you have to have some sort of appreciation by others in society for you to function. But you can't function as a man. I'm looking right into the camera, man. You cannot function as a man if you do not feel like a man. And women, if you don't make your man feel like a man, then he's not going to act like a man. And once it gets to a certain point, you cannot go in reverse. Once they say, once mm-hmm. The horse and cart are out of the garage, that's it. So wake up. Wake up, men. Wake up, women. Look. What say you?
I say, you know what? A good woman always pushes a good man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because nobody's perfect. It's hard to wake up in the morning. It's hard to go to the gym. It's hard. Anything in life is hard. It is hard. And I'm not saying I'm the best at everything. I fail a lot of things, but I get up and try again. And that is the key. Fail is okay. Every time you fail, you learned one thing, that particular way didn't work. Mm-hmm.
Start by making a good morning coffee. When you're making it for yourself, make it for your man too. It's a simple thing,
and
but
they end up turning the gesture,
and it wakes them up yep. and gets them going. Right. That's the whole point of making the coffee.
Final thought from you, Carrie.
I think I went out the window, but no, I agree. In right. this day, in this society, and everything that's going on, it's really the hardest thing to do is to find a real man that will take care of a woman the way they're supposed to.
Right. And not be a simp. Not be a simp. Because yeah. There's nothing wrong with taking care of a woman. And there's nothing wrong with the woman taking care of you. As much as the man is paying the bills and doing the, I pick things, heavy things up and put them down, well, she's providing you a meal. You worked for the food, but she coordinated that food to fuel you and the family and the man so you could get back up tomorrow and what they say, bring home the bacon so everybody else can eat.
Yep.
And that's important because without the woman, then you can make as much money as you want, but somebody still has to do those other jobs. So we're not minimizing women, and we're equal, men and women.
I feel like
you just have to know your role.
I feel like it's just being a team player. You know, you're helping each other.
A team.
You know, a team. That's how I look at it.
And you know what goes great with a team?
Yes.
360, three times 365.
There you go.
Being a team. Keeping your head on a swivel, because man or woman, your head needs to be on a swivel. 180 forward, 180 backwards. 360 times 365 days a year. Man or woman, you got to keep your head on a swivel, because danger doesn't take a day off. Neither should you. Whether you're the man or the woman in the relationship, you have to defend your family. And if that is not done by either party, we don't exist. I, again, appreciate everybody for coming into the show. I'm Eric A. Sinani with The Hostile Zone, accompanied by on-air vocalist Miss Bianca C. and my lovely executive producer, who by chance is single, folks. So if you are mid to late 50s to early 60s, we have a solid woman for you with traditional values, but hardworking. Loving, honestly, great person.
She's definitely a cat.
So, quote of the day to end out the show. A man does what he must in spite of personal consequences, in spite of obstacles and dangers and pressures. And that is the basis of human morality. Winston Churchill, famous quote, love it, Winston Churchill. It's true.
Good.
A man will fight to the end. And you fight till you're down and you get back up. You fight to the end. I love that quote.
Every time you say get back up, it always reminds me of that Rocky.
Rocky, his famous quote at the end.
Yes, life, love it.
Nothing will hit
look
you as hard as life.
Look it up.
But it's not how hard you can get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and get and keep taking hits and get up and keep going forward, because that's how winning is done. Shout out to you,
there
Sly.
You
funny joke of the day, Carrie. Are you ready?
Carrie, you ready?
You want me to say yes?
No, you're going to say screw you, and I'm going to read it off anyway. Why don't modern men tell jokes about their relationships anymore?
Why?
All right, Carrie's going to say why. While I'm waiting. Hello.
Okay, why?
Because they don't want to get canceled. Cancel culture. Don't cancel The Hostile Zone. Once again, folks, thank you for coming out to The Hostile Zone right here, PBS TV, Radio TV, right on iHeart. All your podcasting stations, you're right on the ticker of the screen is all the contact information, information and description. Check us out on iHeart, iTunes, or any other station. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you for coming out. See you on the next episode of Hostile Zone and Eric A. Sinani Unplugged. Good night, America.